My name is Claudine Ronquillo, and I'm an animator in the Families of Nazareth movement in Northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me as I continue to read reflections based on the Sunday scriptures prepared by the Families of Nazareth Movement USA. This reflection will be for the third Sunday of Lent, Year B, Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. We will begin with a prayer that can be used to open or close your reflection time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearest Father, your Son tells us, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I long to be your smallest child. Help me to rediscover you as the one who delights in me, who calls me as his own. My Jesus, you say to us, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You are the way to heaven. Thank you for saving me and giving me yourself in the Holy Eucharist. Reactivate the call of my baptism to serve the church in childlike humility, boasting only in God. Holy Spirit, reveal to me my weaknesses that I may seek Jesus' strength. Reveal to me my nothingness that I may await all things from him. Convince me of Jesus' words, what is impossible for human beings is possible for God. Blessed Mother, I entrust my prideful doubt, fear, discouragement, and ingratitude to your intercession, so that I will believe as God's beloved child in yours, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer came from the Families of Nazareth USA Summer Retreat 2010. This week I will be reading from the book Open Wide the Door to Christ by S.C. Bila, pages 146 through 151. We will begin our spiritual reflection with a verse from the first reading from Sunday. This is Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 and 6. I, the Lord, am your God, bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. And now I will read from the book, Open Wide the Door to Christ. You constantly meet God in your daily life. He is present to you through everything that he creates. You encounter God in people and events. In a special way, you also come across him through his will. Through his will, God comes to you as if in his own person. God's will is not only something, it is also somebody. God himself comes to you with a concrete call. God reveals to you that all is salvific and simultaneously the best for you. In answer to his call, what attitude does the Lord expect from us? This becomes clear when we take a look at what kind of attitude Jesus assumed when fulfilling the Father's will. Jesus said, quote, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me, end quote. End quote. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. End quote. John chapter 5 verse 30 and John chapter 4 verse 34. Why did Jesus compare fulfilling God's will to food? This comparison shows us that our Lord could not live without fulfilling the will of the Father. Jesus sought God's will with determination, just like a starving person seeks food. Fulfilling God's will constantly nourished him. At the same time, he was always hungry for it. If a true hunger for God's will existed in us, then we would receive his will with joy and longing. More precisely, the plans and designs of each one of us would be secondary. In this way, would we not avoid many painful moments that come when we are so anxiously preoccupied with clinging to our own plans, even though God clearly calls these plans into question? In other words, the less we are attached to our own designs and conceptions, the more we become free to fulfill God's will. Consequently, it is easier for us to renounce everything that is not in accordance with his will. It is necessary for you to hunger for everything that God wants to give you, regardless of whether it is joy, suffering, or even death. Even if God wants to give you success or difficulties, praise or unjust accusations, human friendship or loneliness and misunderstanding, you should hunger for it, because if these gains and losses in life are according to his will, then they are salvific. What happens if someone lacks the hunger for God's will? Well, if we stop experiencing physical hunger for many days, then we forget that we have to eat. We could become seriously ill or even die as a result of malnutrition. Likewise, if a person has no spiritual hunger and is not nourished by God's will, then his soul, deprived of food, is as good as dead. Even though such a person might have been greatly successful and obtained everything that the world has to offer, he is dead. Only those who are unceasingly fed by fulfilling the will of God live because they feel the hunger for God's will. Perhaps when you hear God calling, you do not realize how much he wants to bestow upon you. By proposing to you his own will, he desires to free you from all of your wounds, disappointments, and difficulties, which are the result of seeking your own will. When you agree to let go of the steering wheel of your life and hand it over to a Father who loves you, then you will be freed from many fears and stress, as well as from the torment of responsibility, which flows from the faith you have in yourself. God does not want you to be so tormented. He desires to lift this weight from your shoulders and replace it with the sweet burden of his will. You only have to surrender to him, and he will lead you. Among all people, Mary most fully lived with a hunger for God's will. She was constantly hungry for God's will. This was her singular desire, the only program of her life. She longs to teach this attitude to every one of her children. There are two references from the Catechism of the Catholic Church for this week. Excuse me. Paragraph 2074. Jesus says, quote, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." End quote. The fruit referred to in this saying is the holiness of a life made fruitful by union with Christ. When we believe in Jesus Christ, partake of his mysteries, and keep his commandments, the Savior himself comes to love in us, his Father and his brethren, our Father and our brethren. His person becomes, through the Spirit, the living and interior rule of our activity. Quote, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." End quote. Paragraph 2082. What God commands, He makes possible by His grace. Three questions for reflection. Question 1. What attitude do I most often assume toward God's commandments and my desire to seek His will for me? Question 2. In what way can the fasting of Lent create a hunger in me to receive God's will with joy and longing? Question 3. How do I express my desire, my decision to invite Mary to teach me a hunger for God's will? In a prayer to say after sharing, thank you, God, for allowing me to see the truth about my weaknesses and how it calls upon the abyss of your merciful love.